Sometimes, or maybe all the time, God asks more than we want to give. God asks more than we want to give. But I think the lesson that we can take from today's readings, and the lesson that I still need to learn from it, stubborn as I am, is that when God asks for more than I want to give, He's preparing greater blessings than I can imagine. When God asks for more than you want to give, He's preparing greater blessings than you can imagine. We see that lesson first today in the story of Elijah going to the widow of Zarephath. As you know, Elijah is the great preacher of Israel, calling them back to the worship of the Lord when they had fallen into pagan ways and pagan worship. And Elijah had predicted this famine because of the disobedience of the people. And you might know about the part where Elijah is in the desert and the Lord has commanded him to be fed by ravens. And now he commands him to go into the city and that he will be taken care of by this widow. One commentator that I was listening to pointed out that, well, we don't know exactly what those ravens brought to him for food, but we can imagine that they didn't bring him a steak dinner. And by this time, the brook that he was drinking from had run dry, and he goes into the city, and he sees this widow. What is she doing? She's gathering sticks to make a fire to cook her last meal for herself and her son because of the famine she's expecting to starve to death. And she reacts generously to Elijah's first request. He says, "Can you bring me some water?" Just imagine how this prophet from the wilderness straggling into the city who's practically dying of thirst and hunger, he asks for a little water. And she immediately goes. There's a blessing of her generous response right there. But as she's on her way, Elijah says, "Can you bring me a little bread too?" And then she has this moment of hesitation. She says, "I'm just about to prepare my last meal, and then I'm going to starve." And Elijah, because of the revelation of God, says, "Do not be afraid. The flour will not be empty, the oil will not run dry until rain comes upon the earth." And that should make us think of the sacraments, right? She's making bread with the flour, and the oil should remind us of what we receive in confirmation and anointing and some of the other moments liturgically. The well will not run dry. And then when we think about the idea of that day of rain coming upon the earth, what should we think of but the blood and water that came from the side of the Lord, that shower of blessings that come from His death and resurrection, and the fact that the Lord promises that He will sustain us through faith and the sacraments and prayer and the scriptures. He will sustain us until the time when He accomplishes everything. And that's what the letter to the Hebrews is talking about. When we're talking about giving more than we could imagine we were capable of giving, what more could Jesus do than enter the sanctuary with His own flesh and blood? And we believe that He's interceding eternally with the Father for us, showing the Father His wounds and begging those showers of blessings upon us. And so when we get to the gospel and the two little coins that the widow puts in, which Jesus says is worth more than the great sums that the rich people were putting in. You know, they talk about how they used to try to make, you know, put coins in there and make them clink so that they would make noise, so that everybody would know that they were giving significant sums. But the one that Jesus notices is the widow who's giving from her poverty. I think the lesson that we can take here is not so much that I want you to put everything you have into the collection basket, though you might consider that. But I think the lesson here is more that God is not so much interested in your stuff. He's interested in your heart. You know, He's the creator of everything. Whatever wonderful things that we want to do with the money that you might contribute, He could build us a new church tomorrow. He could build us a new parking lot. He could give us millions of dollars on the spot if He wanted to. But what He really wants to bless is our willingness to give. And there are so many ways to give. Maybe it's a, yes, it's a contributing a little more than you want to. Maybe it's visiting somebody who might be lonely. Maybe it's a kind word to somebody that you would rather avoid talking to. These are all ways to give a little bit more than you want to give. And so may we all think and listen to God to tell us ways that we can do that this week, and to remember the great blessings that He prepares. Because God asks more than we want to give, but that's when He's preparing greater blessings than we can imagine. Amen.